Hey everyone, it's Nick with Us Versus Herd. Thank you so much for rocking with me all 2019. What I want to talk about today is my overall mindset. This is not going to be the easiest for me to do or for me to say, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyways. You know, 2019, S&P's, as you can see here, S&P's hit a low of 2443 and a high of 3247. Ran 800 points in a year, had one of the best years. The stock market had one of the best years in 6 years. We had a lot of highs, we had a lot of lows, you know, a lot of things with the trade war. But what I want to focus on is, you know, myself. I think that, you know, we as traders, we have to focus on our well-being and where we're going to go in the future. And if I'm being honest, 2019 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, not because of anything in terms of financially or anything like that. You know, I've actually made more money than I have my entire life. Things were going well. Everyone's healthy. But, you know, mentally, I wasn't in a good place. Happiness-wise, I wasn't in a good place. And just because you get paid and you get to do certain things doesn't mean you're going to be happy. It doesn't mean that you're going to feel fulfilled. And for a chunk of 2019, I actually went MIA. It was over the summer. Like, I was gone for 3 to 4 months from the UVH fam. And I still haven't really apologized for that. I definitely want to say sorry for leaving you guys hanging. You know, I was going through some stuff and it was just too much. And, you know, being on YouTube, options trading is one thing, but also being an options trader on YouTube, I find it, in terms of being an introvert, it's a big adjustment. I didn't anticipate the channel or the community to get this large or this quickly. I thought that I could just make some videos, maybe it'd help some people, but we've all kind of come together. I feel like we're better traders because of it, so thank you. But at the same time, for one person, it gets to be a bit overwhelming. So, you know, I definitely regret that. There was some things like that I haven't apologized for that, so I do want to be open about that. But, you know, I don't want to be all dreary going into 2020 either. You know, I'm going to keep continuing doing what I'm doing. I've wrote down some of the things that I'm working on as traders. No matter what skill level you are in trading, we have to be diligent in recognizing where we are with our education, with where we are in our knowledge of trading in terms of the market. Obviously, the market's always moving, the market's always shifting. You're never going to be an expert. You can always continue to learn, and you know that's what I continue to be doing. You know, we're all students of the market. Doesn't matter how young or how old you are. We're all still learning. We're all students of the market. And you know, looking at my trades over the last year or in the last month, I've come to realize that I've been making some mistakes on the winning trades. I've been making some mistakes on the losing trades. And I wrote these things down just so that way I can, you know, really, when you're analyzing yourself, a lot of people don't like to look in the mirror, right? They don't like to say, what's wrong with me? It's always about everyone else. But when it comes to trading, whether you're winning or you're losing, it's always about you. You put the trade on, you took the trade off, you made the money, you lost the money, whatever the case is. You know, it could be you're a great trader, things are going well, but we all have rough patches. We all have months and months and months of green, and then maybe we might have months and months of red. You know, it depends on who you are. And in terms of 2019, where I was mentally, I would say, you know, to be a strong options trader, you have to, there's things that need balance, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. You have to be in a good place. You can't just hope for the best, hope to make money, because that doesn't make you any money. One of the things that I want to work on is being slow. A lot of times my entries and my exits are too quick. I'm in too soon, I'm out too fast. Excuse me. And I want to be slow, make good decisions, also focus on high probability winning trades. You know, when the market was running really, really hot, and there's a lot of trade war news and there's a lot of things going on, we may not focus on the best trades. We may be just be trading what's in front of us. You know, really, one of my goals is to be slow, take my time, analyze, and focus only on the highest probability winning trades. I just don't want to take any trade and hope for the best. I want to take a highest probability winning trade that I know that I can win. I know the types of chart setups that I can win. I know the news and the events that I like to trade. I know this because I've been trading for a while. If you don't, you gotta start kind of tasting paper trading and understanding where you are as a trader, what you like, what you don't like, you know, and figure out what type of trader you are, right? Another one was to stop trying to squeeze more profit. A lot of times what led it to a lot of losses over the last year was me trying to keep squeezing. And when you keep squeezing, sometimes there's only so much juice to squeeze, and then it starts going against you and you lose money. So stop trying to squeeze. And that kind of goes into the other one was calculate your profit target beforehand. So have a plan, obviously, for entry and exit, but have a profit target. No matter what the stock does, have a profit target, calculate your deltas, calculate how much time you have and what the time frame that you want to trade in, and figure out what's acceptable for you. Obviously, we all want 500,000%, but that's not realistic. Anything can happen. So, you know, what's best for us is to really calculate the profits beforehand and focus on those trades and take the trade off when you meet those targets. Don't just keep letting it run. You know, anything can happen, right? So, you know, any tweet could come out, Trump could come to say anything. I mean, anything can happen. So that's why I'm focusing on being slow, setting realistic profit expectations, and calculate my profit beforehand based on time, how much the contract is worth, and my deltas. Right? Also, don't be lazy with research. You know, a lot of times we just wake up, we look at the charts, see what's good, and move on. A lot of times we don't spend enough time in the charts, and also the financials of a company, understanding, hey, what's going to move this? What events are going to be coming up hand that may impact the stock? Oh, is there earnings coming up? Are they having a new release? There's a new product that's going to be launched. You know, what is it? I mean, every stock is different. You know, focus on stocks that you like and products that you like. That way you can figure out, you know, what is going to happen with the stock. You know, like Amazon, we know that Amazon after Christmas puts out their Christmas numbers, and they ran like crazy after they put out their Christmas numbers. I mean, we know this year after year. This could be automatic, and this could be something that you should be able to research, right? So, you know, don't be lazy with the research, you know, and also, you know, lock in your profits. Kind of goes in a lot of these things are redundant, right, in terms of what you're reminding yourself. So that was the smallest. You know, again, I'm focusing on myself. I highly suggest you should look in the mirror, see what you did well, see what you did poorly, focus on areas that you can do, that you can improve on. You know, for me, I'm also reading books right now, listening to audiobooks and on, you know, just the overall mindset. I've come to realize in 2019, you know, it doesn't matter how good of a trader you are. If your mindset is poor, you're going to be a poor trader. If you don't care, you're going to be a poor trader. If you're just like, well, let's put this trade on, whatever happens, and you don't care, you know, you're not going to win. You're not going to succeed at this. So, you know, I just want this to be short and quick. You know, drop me a comment below, hit the like button. As always, stay safe, stay green. It's us versus herd.